Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Nice to have you back in the studio after a couple of weeks. Now, last night, I believe, you attended the official opening of Steel and Water. How did that go?
I did, and it was fantastic. Now, Steel and Water, of course, is the new works by accomplished Bernie abstract painter, the lovely Michael Muirstein. It all happened at the intersection Art Space. Wonderful event, brought lots of people through the doors, including our Deputy Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe. So it was great to see Jeremy. It's been a busy week for him, of course.
And probably soon to be Premier. Who knows?
Yes, I hope so. My fingers are crossed.
I managed to see the photo in today's Advocate, in fact, and the works look incredible, don't they, the Art Space?
They really are. They're so bright. They're very vibrant. His exhibition is incredible. And against the white walls there in that building, it looks outstanding. And it's well worth a look. And the exhibition takes a deep look at that relationship between our dedicated industrial port, Lee, and the ever-changing waters of Bass Strait. And the colours are magnificent. And it'll be on show till April the 24th.
It's a must-see. Checking out that exhibition, and we've got a bit of time to do exactly that. Now, you mentioned about the Premier and Deputy Premier. That brings us on to the future of local government.
Yeah, that's right. Now, every Tasmanian relies on local government services every day, as we know. Now, whether it's for waste and recycling, parks and playgrounds, footpaths or roads, or other community services. Now, councils, as you may know, act as a voice for their local communities and advocating, of course, for the delivery of those services and support, including from other levels of government. And also, of course, making important decisions about land use, health, environment, things like that. And the Tasmanian government, through the Local Government Board, is undertaking a review of the role, the function, design of local government in Tasmania. And what we're asking for is, if people want to have their say, they can head to the Burnie City Council Facebook page or website and just follow that link to the community survey that's there, or register for a workshop, because it's quite interesting. I mean, we really want to hear what people think of their local government.
Yeah, a bit of feedback doesn't
hurt,
does it?
Yeah, just a bit of feedback. So get online and have a bit of a look at that one.
Now, there's an event coming up, Human Nature. In fact, we've got Toby from the band coming up on the show after 8 o'clock. But unfortunately, there's a few events that have been postponed.
There has. Now, I've been talking about the Human Nature show for quite some time, as we know. I'm very excited about that. But there has been a few postponed for various reasons. A lot of it is due to COVID. But that includes the Rock Area, the ELO Experience, and the 25th anniversary tour of the Australian Bee Gees show. That has also been postponed. But still a lot going on. Of course, as you said, Human Nature on the 22nd, International Jazz Day on the 30th of April, and of course, the fabulous David Strassman on May the 4th.
Oh, there's still some great shows coming up.
There certainly is. And I went to the Johnny Cash show last Friday night, and that was fantastic. And a lot of people out and about, so it's great to see in our community. But for a full list, you can check out the box office or check the website.
And those looking at permit applications, you can do that right now. Where can they be found, Jean?
Yes, they can be found on the council website. Now, we do get asked this a fair bit, where people can see these applications. Now, we've got a list of all the current land use and development permit applications. They've been lodged with council, of course, for the purpose of obtaining a discretionary permit under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act of 1993.
Right, so what do we have to do?
So all you need to do, click on an application to access and view the information provided with that permit application. Now, each permit application is available for community consideration, Lee, and comment for a period of 14 days from the date of notification as shown. So it's quite good, and there are currently 4 applications on the website, and definitely worth a look if you're interested in what's going on in your area, if you're a resident in that area. There are 3 that close today, so get on, have a look if you want to, at burnie.net.
All right, that's all you got to do, burnie.net. Tell us a little bit about, finally, this morning, the Burnie Cemetery in the Niche Wall.
Yeah, now the council's building team are undertaking the works and are progressing very well in the next stage of the columbarium niche walls at the Burnie Lawn Cemetery. Now, for those that aren't aware, the cremation niche is above, it's an above ground burial space, of course, which an urn or those containing cremated remains is placed. And the project involves constructing 2 new walls that complement the existing columbarium, which wall architecture and environment, to provide that space for the next few years. And it includes development of ground space as well to facilitate construction of additional walls in the future. Yeah, it's wonderful. So, and I visit the cemetery on a regular basis. It doesn't sound like the nicest thing, but it is a really beautiful place to go and, you know, show respect and visit your loved ones. And it's been wonderful to watch the works take place and to see that progress. So they are expected to be complete by the end of the month.
And keeping it in fine condition too. I know a lot of the workers up there do a great job.
Burnie Cemetery. Really do, yeah.
All right, always something happening at the Burnie City Council, and you can find a little bit more, burnie.net, if you've got any inquiries. And always good to catch up with you, Giovanna, from Burnie City Council. We'll do more of the same little after 7 next Wednesday, so enjoy your day, enjoy your week.
We certainly will. Thanks, Lee.